broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Donna Marks, and the author of Exit the Maze, One Addiction, One Cause, One Solution. And I'm so happy that you are joining us today. I have a very special guest who's going to be talking about sex and love addiction. And I'm not going to tell you all about him because he's going to tell you his own story. But he is an expert in this field, and he will be joining us in a few minutes. I hope you can visit my webpage at www.drdonnamarks.com and register. There's over 200 articles on addiction and mental health, and I'm sure you would find these helpful to you if you are in search of any type of healing or improvement in your life. There's always room for growth. Whether we have an addiction, a mental health problem or not, the more we learn, the more likely we are to be happy, healthy, and free. Before we have our guest on, I just want to review a little bit here the difference between love and sex addiction. Some people do suffer both, and they do tend to go hand in hand, but there is a difference. So some of the symptoms of love addiction are feeling lost or uprooted without a partner, feeling overly dependent on the partner, prioritizing the relationship with the partner over family and friends, becoming depressed and obsessed with a love interest where romantic advances aren't reciprocated, constantly seeking romantic relationships regardless of the quality of the relationship, feeling despondent without a romantic partner or relationship, having difficulty leaving, I think this is really important, and I think this is a key factor, having difficulty leaving unhealthy or toxic relationships, and major poor decisions based on emotions toward a partner or love interest. And finally, obsessive thinking of the other person to the point of disruption in your lifestyle. So there are many, many people who suffer love addiction. You can find some blogs on my webpage that give you all the statistics. I really love research, and I love providing that research to you. I think it's important to understand that millions of people suffer from love addiction and sex addiction. And it's not getting less, it's increasing, because with the changes in apps and hookups and all the different things that people are trying, like 50 Shades of Grey, there's so many things to become addicted to sexually. So sex addiction, I want to cover that just briefly here. The types of sex addiction could be porn, which is probably the most common problem right now. A person feels obsessed with sex. They fantasize about it all the time. They masturbate excessively. They have their life rotates around planning sexual activity. In other words, there's no balance here. Their whole life rotates around sex. There's no balance of play, work, healthy time alone, quiet time, engaging in hobbies and interests. The sexual behavior goes against personal values, religious beliefs, or what society deems appropriate. Your behavior escalates to reckless sexual activity, and our guest is going to talk a lot about that today, which will be very helpful. There has to be some type of pattern with sex to be able to enjoy it. It could be paraphilia, it could be bondage, it could be sadomasochism, whatever the case, that someone can't just have a normal sexual encounter. And the problem with all of this is that the need for more, like any addiction, becomes worse. And eventually a person's neurochemistry, just like any other addiction, and same thing with love addiction, becomes imbalanced in their brain. And they literally cannot function normal without having sex or feeling satisfied, which never happens. So there are different diagnoses. It's called hypersexual arousal, hypersexuality. I think those are just candy coating the word addiction. The DSM and the ICD-9 diagnostic manuals have kind of candy coated different addictions. And unfortunately, this often just is a way to prescribe medication. But we're not going to talk so much about medication today. We're going to have our guest come on now. I'm very excited to introduce to you Stephen Wohl. He is a specialist in sex and love addiction, and he has a company, which he will tell you about, that treats sex and love addiction. But Stephen, welcome. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I've been very excited that you were going to be on. I have read some of your materials and some of your articles and your web page, and I've also referred someone to you who's getting very good results, so I'm very excited to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and so certainly as it relates to this topic, you know, I'm someone who's in long-term sexual recovery. And so I share that openly and honestly and without any shame.
Beautiful.
Because that's part of the work that I do. So I'm a man in long-term recovery around these issues. I'm happily married to a woman, my wife, Jennifer. And I founded a company by the name of Valor Recovery, which works with men around porn abuse and sex addictions and intimacy challenges.
Yes. What's the difference between porn addiction and sex addiction and intimacy challenges?
Great question. And, you know, here's why I distinguish between the three of them. And it's interesting, you know, I have no sex addict. And but what I have noticed is that language can be such a barrier for men in particular to ask for and get help. And so what I've done over the years is I have this kind of softer porn abuse. I have just found that that language is softer, more welcoming, and less threatening as kind of an entry point to kind of men feeling a little safe in asking for help.
Well, I like the word that you use, abuse. These diagnostic terms, hyposexual disorder and all, it just doesn't really stress the seriousness of it. So I like that you can refer to them as abuse. So they're abusing themselves.
This is a hard thing to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Help for. And, you know, any way that we can help continue to reduce the barriers, making it safe for people just to begin to have the conversation. Because this is an issue with intimacy. I think the root of all addiction, in many ways, is an intimacy disorder. An inability to form a true relationship with yourself and others.
We attach to something that gives that momentary relief rather than being able to form that secure attachment. Go ahead and break it down for us so that the audience understands those three differences.
Well, I tell you from the perspective that the men that we work in my journey and in my recovery, which I did a lot of 12-step recovery in my life, and I continue to do so, and for the men that we work with and myself, you know, the pain of the inability to be in a true partnership with another human being, the profound loneliness of that disconnection can be, in my own journey, medicated in a variety of different ways. I turned to alcohol, I turned to cocaine, I turned to pornography, I turned to strip clubs and prostitution and escorts. as a way, kind of this maladaptive coping mechanism to deal with the pain of that inability to connect. And that disconnection led me to
really dark place. And I work with a lot of C-suite population who are suffering what you just described. I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is really important. It's very difficult to access that pain. A lot of people will not admit they're in pain, and that's what's the underlying drive, let's say.
Yeah, and I'll take it a step further. You know, the inability to sit with discomfort as well. And especially as it relates to pornography, we work with so many men who've grown up with free porn. So they're men in their 20s and 30s. You know, back in the day, I'm 50. If I needed access to porn at that age, I'd have to walk down to like a video store that sold a VHS cassette.
Right.
Did it.
And prior to that, it was magazines.
Yeah. And so now you have a generation of men through the click of a button can numb any feeling that they're uncomfortable feeling. It is this instant numbing effect on your devices having access to porn. And it works. You know, it numbs anxiety, it numbs depression, it numbs loneliness, it numbs anger, it numbs boredom. But there's this huge trade-off, because it also numbs your ability to experience joy, connection, intimacy, and love. And it's like you really can't selectively choose which emotions you want to numb. And so what we have seen over and over and over again is a generation of young men who have little propensity or bandwidth to sit with discomfort.
Right, and then there's another really very, very serious problem. They don't know what normal is.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, normal, and you know, especially as it relates
to... Or healthy, let's put it that way.
Yeah, right, what is
healthy
normal?
Healthy intimacy, what's normal?
But I'll tell you, like, the porn has brainwashed our young men. It has emasculated our young men to becoming healthy men. You know, I'm just on men and women for a second here. You know, this women are objects for fantasy and for objectification. And so much of the work is around going from objectification to humanization of women. And porn has robbed our young men of recognizing and acknowledging the beauty of women. And it's really fascinating what this recovery journey looks like for men that are getting off porn, transcending shame, and really learning how to appreciate women for who and what they are.
I love statistics, so I'm going to just throw a couple out there real quick. Every second, $3,075 are spent on adult porn. More than 28,000 internet users are viewing it. 372 internet users are typing adult terms into search engines to find it. And every 39 seconds, a pornographic video is produced every 39 seconds in the United States. 70% of all online porn occurs between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. workday. 20% of men and 13% of women admit they download porn at work. Those are staggering facts.
Absurd. And, you know, it is it's having such an effect. Because we focus working on men's mental health and working with men. And you think about so many of the men we're working to that have been so distracted with porn, but they're not actually dating. They're not in relationships. They're not engaging in physical sex. They're prolonging getting married. And it's just, so there's all these societal trends that are happening as a result of this porn epidemic.
Right, because it's the desire is lessened, you know, that natural desire to go hunt for the opposite sex is lessened, and then it's the feeling, the actual sensation of porn and self-pleasuring become better for the addict than, as you said earlier, healthy intimacy. Because
well, you
of
know, it's
their
also
conditioning, not because
away.
Of the fact, but because of their conditioning. I'm sorry?
Yeah, it blows my mind away. If you look at these online pharmacies that are out there that, you know, the Rose, the Hens, and I read something recently, and it's kind of invalidated with a lot of the young men we work with. The largest growth for these companies in the prescription of medication is Cialis to men in their 20s and 30s. And why is that? And
because they have to have it.
Yeah, they've been desensitized to sex as a result of pornography, where they can't get and or maintain an erection.
Right.
Their relationship to pornography.
That's
I did not
know that. That is incredible.
I don't know what is. Yeah.
20s and 30s.
Yeah, incredible.
What other kinds of sex addiction are you seeing in your in the people that you work with?
You know, it's interesting. It runs the gamut. You know, pornography is this incredible gateway drug for a lot of men, young men in particular. And interestingly enough, you know, the sexualization of social media is really problematic. A lot of men struggle with Instagram, as an example, and some of the content that's on, provocative content that's on social media can be really challenging as well, which could lead
to
open.
I agree. One of the things that has shocked me recently is seeing even people in the mental health field dressed and talking provocatively to increase their social media. In the mental health field.
Yeah.
What a disconnect.
Is it good for business or what? Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, it, I mean, it increases your followers, but wow.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. You know, you talk about what do the actual behaviors look like, and, you know, pornography is a huge issue. Compulsive masturbation is a huge issue with numbing. And you would say it's, people say, well, I'm soothing with masturbation, but you're really not. You're numbing with masturbation. So that is problematic for a lot of the men that we work with coming out of the gates, you know, trying to learn skills to sit with discomfort, process urges, not relying on porn and masturbation to deal with life. But, you know, that's just, you know, the thing that's fascinating about this work is abstinence is just the price of entry, meaning what's waiting on the other side of this journey when, you know, when you are beginning to transcend shame. Because, you know, porn and masturbation for so many men induces shame. And it's like you're seeing the world through these shame goggles where you're making decisions based on this feeling of I'm inherently flawed.
Right.
And so when you get to see people get time away from these shame-based behaviors, I mean, they begin to see the world in color versus black and white. Like, giving people, like, what does not acting out sexually for 6 months have to do with you getting a job promotion or going back to get a graduate degree or getting fill in the blank? And the answer is everything. Because shame that's induced with these behaviors is keeping our lives small. And so the work is just beautiful, where it's initially about, you know, abstaining from behaviors, but really transcending shame, and then really understanding and looking at what does healthy masculinity mean to you? What does it mean to be a healthy man today? What are some of the core values that you find attractive in being a healthy man? And can we get an alignment of those core values and your actual behaviors? and then thinking what a healthy sexuality might look like and what real intimacy might look like. But step one is stop putting this porn junk in your system.
Yes. Like any other addiction, people who are addicted can't imagine life without it until they learn how to have life without it, and then they have a life, finally. And then they wonder did what they did. Yeah. So one of the things I've noticed in my practice in the past 10 years, especially with this 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm not talking about people not having fun and trying new things and experimenting and all that, but when people are getting into pain, bondage, fetishes, things like that, or even having to watch porn together to be able to be excited, that behavior is highly addictive and escalatory also. Have you noticed that in people that you're working
with? Yeah, I mean, I can share with you with my own journey,
Oh, we're going to have to take a break in a minute. I want to hear all about your journey.
Okay.
So don't tell us too much about it, because we're going to take
a break
in a minute.
Hold that thought.
Yes. But what is the first thing that someone would do if they felt like the shame that you're talking about? What would be the first thing that you would recommend they do?
For anyone, I mean, here, you know, ask for help. I mean, these are really difficult things to talk about and really difficult challenges to overcome oneself. So finding a safe place to be unsafe and share your truth with can be so incredibly powerful. It's so hard to talk about this stuff, and it's so shame-based. So, you know, I find that anytime you could shine the light on your story, you can transcend shame.
Yes. In my research, I saw that 26 million people are addicted to porn, so the shame is going across a lot of the population. And
yeah.
that's just in the U.S. So we're going to take a break now, and when we come back,
okay.
I want to hear more about your story, Stephen. It's fascinating,
okay.
And I know that you have broken that shame and that you will be able to share your experience with a lot of people that can be helped here. This is
awesome.
Dr. Donna Marks, author of Exit the Maze. We will be back shortly. Thank you so much.
Join our movement by becoming a member of the Exit the Maze Alliance. Your membership will provide the extra help needed to restore your mental health and the joyous life you were meant to have. You'll even have access to a live monthly webinar with Dr. Donna Marks, free meditations, access to her blogs, and other special perks not available elsewhere. For only $12 a month, you can be part of the exclusive Exit the Maze Alliance. Sign up now at drdonnamarks.com. There's no better time to get your life back than right now.
It's frustrating staying in the same pattern, doing the same thing over and over and over again, and still getting the same results. Well, how would you like to break that pattern, change that mindset with just a three-step process? Imagine turning reactions into healing actions and mistakes into blessings. Well, now you can with Dr. Donna Marks' book, Learn, Grow, Forgive. Get it now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. That's Learn, Grow, Forgive by Dr. Donna Marks. You'll be glad you did.
Flip your switch to the healing moment and you'll turn your messes into miracles. Dr. Donna Marks combines her expertise in psychology and spirit in her new book, The Healing Moment, to provide you a valuable, easy-to-use toolkit for a better life. With her book, The Healing Moment, you'll discover how to change your fear to love and finally be able to take control over your life. Get closer to your healing moment by purchasing Dr. Donna Marks' book, The Healing Moment, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere.
Here's a fact I bet you didn't know. There's only one addiction. It just has many faces. But in spite of the many treatments, of the many kinds of addictions, something's not working. Addiction is only increasing. Dr. Marks says every addiction is a substitute for love, and until you learn how to replace addiction with self-love, you'll remain addicted. Now you can overcome addiction with self-love and get rid of it for good with Exit the Maze, a book by Dr. Donna Marks. Your first step towards true recovery. Buy Exit the Maze at Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com, and find bookstores everywhere.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Donna Marks, author of Exit the Maze, One Addiction, One Cause, One Solution. And we're so happy that you are joining us. The guest today is Stephen Wolt. He is somebody who has been sharing his own recovery process with us, but he also helps men in particular with sex addiction. He's going to tell you about his website now if you're interested in contacting him directly. But Stephen, before the break, you were getting ready to tell us about you and your journey. Can you share that with us?
Sure. There are a few things about my journey that are important to share, because so many other men struggle with these challenges, and my goal is to help them reduce shame. You know, porn, for me, opened up Pandora's box. And, you know, I had developed an addiction to porn. And how did I know I was addicted to porn, right?
Is that your first addiction? Your only addiction?
No, my first addiction was probably to fantasy. I think about in my teens, you know, I grew up in a violent home and with significant childhood trauma, physical abuse. And, you know, I could look back at my childhood, and I would say my addiction to fantasy, it didn't have to be sexual fantasy, by the way, to just cope with the reality of the depression and trauma I experienced as a child. And then it kind of grew into, you know, alcohol and drugs over time. And, you know, I had a lot of success, early on in my life, which was not a good thing for me.
Money,
and I just wasn't ready emotionally to deal with that type of success. And, you know, the thing which was interesting was, is, you know, pornography was just, you know, I developed an addiction to pornography where I need to watch it more frequently for longer lengths of time, but I really gravitated towards watching different types of pornography than my sexual orientation. You know, I started watching initially dark sexual fetish S&M type of pornography, and it where men were being kind of taken advantage of and being vulnerable and being submissive, and it led itself to watching transsexual pornography. And I can tell you, I talk about it now like I'm talking about a baseball game, but that certainly wasn't the case back then. I had enormous amounts of shame around these issues. I judged it. I didn't really understand why. As a heterosexual male, I was so enamored. I was so turned on from watching these types of pornography. I had a lot of shame around that, and I certainly didn't have the ability to share about it with someone. And there became a period of time in my life where porn wasn't enough, and I began to act out on these sexual fantasies in person. And it was so confusing, so painful, and I just couldn't stop. I didn't understand what was going on. And, you know, I ended up bottoming out really hard in 2008. I ended up getting fired from my job and fired publicly as a result of these behaviors.
Can you share
really
what
bottomed
happened?
Out really hard. Excuse me?
Can you share what happened?
Yeah, I mean, there was a progression to both a drug addiction and a sex addiction. You know, at this point in time, 2007, 2008, you know, I was going away. I still had a big career at the time. I was going away to 30-day treatment programs for alcohol and drug addiction. When I'd go away, I really had very little ability to talk to the people at that treatment center about what else was going on in my life sexually. I would re-enter the workplace, go back to working really long hours, and within a few weeks I'd be back in a hotel room, you know, doing drugs and acting out sexually, and it became, you know, going on long 3 or 4 day drug benders, you know, became eventually, became not reliable and accountable at work, and eventually there was an article in me in the newspaper about, you know, a strip club and a large amount of money owed to a strip club, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and that was 2008. You know, and I bottomed out really hard. You know, my everything in my life was like...
You went from shame to shame on steroids, I'm sure.
I really did, and once I lost my career, which was the only thing that was really kind of holding me together, because, you know, from an outside perspective, I had done really well there. And once that kind of fell apart, everything fell apart, and I became, you know, suicidal. And I wanted to not to live this way anymore, but I certainly just didn't know how to do it or to find the right type of help. You know, I was going to alcohol and drug treatment centers. I was trying to go to Alcoholics Anonymous, both of which were, you know, good quality. I did good work. I just had some other stuff going on. And, you know, fortunately, but for the grace of God, in 2009, I found a treatment program in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, that specialized in sex addiction and specialized in childhood trauma. And, you know, it was the, you know, Patrick Carnes program, Gentle Path, which is now in the Meadows in Arizona, was in a treatment center back then, Pine Grove in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And I went there for several months.
Several months. Good for you.
You know, I had hit the end of the road with this. I had bottomed out horribly. And if it were not for that program, I'm sure I wouldn't be here today. There was a significant amount of work I had to do leaving treatment that I continue to take really good care of myself. But that really was the turning point in my life to really get an understanding of I was not a man with bad morals. I was not a man that I was just a sex addict. And there was
a
meaning for what I had. I wasn't a bad person. I had this condition. You know, I had this obsession in my head and this compulsion to act out in certain ways sexually that induced shame. And just getting an understanding around there was a name for what I was struggling with just gave me a lot of hope.
Wow.
And, you know, there I began the process of doing some pretty significant childhood trauma work to deal with the kind of rage that I had sexualized as a result of my childhood. And, it was the beginning of this kind of new life.
Well, you said you're touching on something that is really important, and one of the things that I talk about in my book, and why I say there's only one addiction, which, and I call it that invisible hole that we're trying to fill, or that unrest from childhood trauma that we're trying to medicate. But treatment centers almost all of them, don't recognize that you're not dealing with one addiction. Almost everybody that comes in has got multiple addictions, and it's just totally it's borders on incompetence. When I see people in my office, they have a self-evaluation questionnaire that doesn't say addiction on it; it just has all the signs and symptoms, and they identify it themselves before they even start therapy, where they're powerless or where they continue to do something that they don't want to do, or where they find themselves in situations they don't want to be in repeatedly, and things like that. We're going to have to take a break now. When we come back, we can talk more about this and the solutions and how you have helped people and all the good work that you're doing.
It's frustrating staying in the same pattern, doing the same thing over and over and over again and still getting the same results. Well, how would you like to break that pattern, change that mindset with just a three-step process? Imagine turning reactions into healing actions and mistakes into blessings. Well, now you can with Dr. Donna Mark's book, Learn, Grow, Forgive. Get it now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. That's Learn, Grow, Forgive by Dr. Donna Marks. You'll be glad you did.
Join our movement by becoming a member of the Exit the Maze Alliance. Your membership will provide the extra help needed to restore your mental health and the joyous life you were meant to have. You'll even have access to a live monthly webinar with Dr. Donna Marks, free meditations, access to her blogs, and other special perks not available elsewhere. For only $12 a month, you can be part of the exclusive Exit the Maze Alliance. Sign up now at drdonnamarks.com. There's no better time to get your life back than right now.
Here's a fact I bet you didn't know. There's only one addiction. It just has many faces. But in spite of the many treatments, of the many kinds of addictions, something's not working. Addiction is only increasing. Dr. Marks says every addiction is a substitute for love, and until you learn how to replace addiction with self-love, you'll remain addicted. Now you can overcome addiction with self-love and get rid of it for good with Exit the Maze, a book by Dr. Donna Marks. Your first step towards true recovery. Buy Exit the Maze at Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com, and find bookstores everywhere.
Flip your switch to the healing moment and you'll turn your messes into miracles. Dr. Donna Marks combines her expertise in psychology and spirit in her new book, The Healing Moment, to provide you a valuable, easy-to-use toolkit for a better life. With her book, The Healing Moment, you'll discover how to change your fear to love and finally be able to take control over your life. Get closer to your healing moment by purchasing Dr. Donna Marks' book, The Healing Moment, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. And then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
This is Dr. Donna Marks, and welcome back to our show, Exit the Maze, One Addiction, One Cause, One Solution. And the guest tonight is Stephen Walt. And Stephen, tell us about your program and how people would reach you, and what would it look like for someone to need help with, and
I founded Valor Recovery, and Valor Recovery is a program that helps men that are dealing with porn abuse, sexual compulsivity, sex and love addictions, and intimacy issues. It's a completely online program that really has four parts to it. Number one, it's one-on-one coaching. And what we do here is really a multifaceted skills-based approach to overcome these challenges by the practicing of new skills to sit with discomfort, to sit with urges, to practice micro moments of vulnerability and courage and love. And so it's one-on-one coaching from that perspective. That's number one. Number two, there are multiple times a week, there are men's groups where men come together. This is so important because men need other men to become better men. Men need vulnerability role models. Men need to be around other men who have had similar life experiences in order to transcend shame. So, I mean, this is where the magic happens. I mean, I just facilitated our Tuesday men's group before this call here. And, I've been part of men's groups in my own journey for 20 years. And really, really special when men can come together and openly and vulnerably share about their challenges and their successes in overcoming issues. The power of community is so important in healing. So that's the second thing that happens in our group. Third thing is daily accountability. You know, it is so important in it to have accountability to practicing new behaviors and discussing and talking about impulses and urges in real time. So people have the ability to check in on a daily basis via phone call and text with their coaches, checking in about their day, constructively reviewing their day, what worked, what didn't work, what kind of impulses and urges that they've had. And because part of the work we do is the practice of gratefulness and the practice of gratitude. So many men that are dealing with these issues have a PhD in telling me what's wrong with them. And the muscle is so incredibly weak, telling me what's good about them and what's lovable about them. That is the muscle that we want to strengthen. So at the end of each day, we're constructively reviewing the day, trying to focus on what worked, what was good, what did you do good? Because I believe whatever you focus on tends to get bigger. So that's kind of daily accountability. And the fourth thing that we do is we are a technology accountability partner on people's devices. So men have the ability to download software that would reduce, restrict access to adult content and would notify us if you are trying to access adult content. And this is incredibly important because stopping watching porn for so many men will be the hardest thing you ever have to do in your life. You have done it so frequently that it's an auto response. It's like in your nervous system that you have just turned to this. So trying to find a way to create space, trying to find a way to create a pause, knowing that you can't do this alone. And when you bring in Valor Recovery, you bring in this software, and you restrict access, it allows time for the impulse to pass, helping you get some traction coming out of the day. It's getting 30, 60, 90 days away from porn, allowing you to clear your head. So really it's a four-part process that we do here, really designed to complement clinical treatment and therapy, really as a adjunct support, whereas where a therapist or a clinical treatment setting will have the ability to look at your past, really work with you on childhood traumas and trying to heal those traumas. Our coaching is designed to supplement that where we could, the daily accountability, it's a skills-based process where I believe what we do is we act our way into a new way of thinking and feeling. And if you want to feel better, start acting better and having that daily accountability to these new behaviors.
Let's underline that. If you want to feel better, start acting better.
Yeah. Not rocket science. But it works.
Well, I always teach patients, let's not talk about love. We know you want love. We know that's important. But you have to understand it's an action word. It's not a feeling. It's an action word. And you act with love, and you will begin to feel it in an authentic way.
And the thing that we do with a lot of men that are in relationships is something that I've coined as a micro moment of vulnerability. Because, you know, finding ways to connect with your significant other through vulnerability. Now, vulnerability can be really difficult for people, but men in particular really struggle with the courage and the authenticity required to vulnerably connect with their significant other. So we start really small. Let's look for these micro moments of practicing new behaviors.
What would a micro moment look like?
It depends for each and every man. And it could be, you know, take this week, a few guys sharing fear with their wife, financial fear. Right? We have a gentleman right now who's kind of going to lose a really important client in his consulting firm. And having the ability to share with his that fear. Now, this moment of vulnerability has to do with you increasing the amount of sex you're having with your wife at a later date and time, the answer is everything. And so, you know, finding ways to capacity to be more open, more honest, more authentic, and more vulnerable with your significant other, leading to connection. So that's kind of some of the work that men in our program that are begin to work. You know, that vulnerability has been shut off. It has been frozen as a result of porn. So there's kind of great thawing out that happens as a result of that.
Is it possible to happen even before that, like in trauma in childhood?
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
You broke up. What, I'm sorry, Donna. What were you sharing about?
How would someone shut off when they're young before they even have sex?
So, yeah, I'm sorry, you broke up one last second. How would
I'm sorry. But we're talking about how men shut off or numb out with sex.
Mm.
But my question was, is it possible that that happens before someone even has sex, that they shut off or they numb out because of trauma, early trauma?
The answer is absolutely. And what we see, even in myself, I've got two modes, shut down or get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's this whole thing in between called life. And so, you know, it's almost like this petulance or immaturity that so many men have emotionally in being able to show up in a relationship in a vulnerable, authentic way around feelings and emotions without just completely shutting down like a child, or without popping off like a child as well with anger. Very uh-huh. familiar emotions right now. So developing a propensity to practice some of these new behaviors, critically important in healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when we come back, I want to hear more about those new behaviors, and we will continue with our guest today, Stephen Walt. He is the creator and owner of, is it V-E-R-I-T-A-S?
No, Valor, V-A-L-O-R, Valor Recovery.
Oh, I'm sorry, Valor, V-A-L-O-R. And what's the web page, Stephen?
It's valorrecoverycoaching.com.
Okay, valorrecoverycoaching.com. Okay, well, we're going to take a break now, and when we return, we'll talk more about what are some of the healthy recovering behaviors.
Flip your switch to the healing moment and you'll turn your messes into miracles. Dr. Donna Marks combines her expertise in psychology and spirit in her new book, The Healing Moment, to provide you a valuable, easy-to-use toolkit for a better life. With her book, The Healing Moment, you'll discover how to change your fear to love and finally be able to take control over your life. Get closer to your healing moment by purchasing Dr. Donna Marks' book, The Healing Moment, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere.
Here's a fact I bet you didn't know. There's only one addiction. It just has many faces. But in spite of the many treatments, of the many kinds of addictions, something's not working. Addiction is only increasing. Dr. Marks says every addiction is a substitute for love, and until you learn how to replace addiction with self-love, you'll remain addicted. Now you can overcome addiction with self-love and get rid of it for good with Exit the Maze, a book by Dr. Donna Marks. Your first step towards true recovery. Buy Exit the Maze at Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com, and find bookstores everywhere.
Join our movement by becoming a member of the Exit the Maze Alliance. Your membership will provide the extra help needed to restore your mental health and the joyous life you were meant to have. You'll even have access to a live monthly webinar with Dr. Donna Marks, free meditations, access to her blogs, and other special perks not available elsewhere. For only $12 a month, you can be part of the exclusive Exit the Maze Alliance. Sign up now at drdonnamarks.com. There's no better time to get your life back than right now.
It's frustrating staying in the same pattern, doing the same thing over and over and over again and still getting the same results. Well, how would you like to break that pattern, change that mindset with just a three-step process? Imagine turning reactions into healing actions and mistakes into blessings. Well, now you can with Dr. Donna Mark's book, Learn, Grow, Forgive. Get it now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. That's Learn, Grow, Forgive by Dr. Donna Marks. You'll be glad you did.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking to Stephen Walt, and if you would like more information on sex addiction and his program, you can go on to Valor, V-A-L-O-R, recoverycoaches.com and find out more information. I will tell you, I have referred someone to him. I've referred several people to him. I know of one that actually followed through, and he does great work. Stephen, we're going to talk about what constitutes a healthy sexual and loving relationship between two people, but I was just curious, how do you feel about 12-step SLA programs?
You know, I am, they've played a huge part in my own journey, but I was very fortunate. You know, I ended up relocating to Los Angeles in 2009 after treatment, and, you know, I went to a 12-step meeting for sex addiction on almost every day of the week at 7 a.m., and there were 75 men in that meeting.
Oh.
And there was incredible sobriety there. Oh. And that's how I got and stayed sober.
Uh-huh.
But what the problem is as you make your way throughout this country, those types of meetings, that type of recovery doesn't exist. This was one of the reasons I created Valor Recovery, because there were so many men that, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, the mothership, amazing. Everywhere you go in this country, within reason, you can find a great AA meeting. And
right. But, you know, the thing with alcohol and drugs, you're totally abstinent. You cannot be totally abstinent from sex and a relationship, and you can't be abstinent from food.
That's right.
That you
That's
have
right.
to, you have
so,
to learn
so
how
really
to
hard
have healthy
to find
relationships.
Quality meetings with people that are in recovery, and that was one of the reasons that I created Valor Recovery, to give men the opportunity to have access to community with like-minded men. I've always found that mixed meetings could be really problematic around sex and love addiction,
which
a lot of SLA meetings are mixed meetings and not much recovery in there.
Right, and place to hook up.
Of course, why not?
Bypass all the formalities. One of the things that is on the SLA webpage is what love is not and what love is. And I think I'd like to go over this, and then I want you to talk about it. But what love is not: pain, suffering, angst, emotional dysregulation, focusing only on self, versus what love is: joy, peace, security, calm, focus on what's good for both, and sharing with others, and instead of dependency, interdependency. So can you elaborate on that in terms of what does a healthy, romantic, love, sexual relationship, what are the traits of that?
Well, I can tell you my relationship with my wife, Jennifer, and so you got a glimpse of just how dark my challenges were with sex addiction, and I brought this thing to some of the darkest places you can go, and where there was very, very little hope. And, you know, as a result of the recovery work I did as a result of the childhood trauma work I did, and the work in 12-step recovery, and a ton of additional work to heal from that. You know, I now am in a relationship with my wife that's grounded in really true love and connection.
Mm-hmm.
I adore my wife. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so interesting in that I have...
Does that mean you never argue?
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
Of
but
course
I've learned to apologize really quick. She even says, you don't know what you're apologizing for anymore.
There was a guy on a meeting today who said, my favorite thing I've learned to say is, you're right, you're right, you're right.
100%. And real quick. Real quick. And
yeah, but to work through those issues, though. Like, to talk about them,
yeah,
and work through them.
Well, you know, here's the thing also, which is interesting, and I work in recovery. I've helped countless men around these issues. And, you know, even once in a while, my wife will be like, Steve, what's wrong with you? You're off right now.
Uh-huh.
And my response to her will be like a grunt. And
uh-huh.
She's like, well, use your words. And so, you know, I've gotten better.
Tell me, don't tell me.
I'm by no means perfect at this at all, but you know, it's a beautiful relationship, and just grounded in being present.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and the thing that's so interesting today in my life that's so different than prior relationships when I was either acting out or actively watching pornography. You know, if I'm watching pornography, I don't appreciate or even recognize the waves in my wife's hair.
Yeah.
If I'm watching pornography, I don't even recognize her smells or
uh-huh.
her smile.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, there's such an awareness of just how beautiful she is, her
uh-huh.
energy, her personality, and there's such an appreciation, for her. That is just so wonderful. And, you know, it's been a really long time since I've been in that porn world, but I tell guys now, you can't have both.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're either with a human or an object.
That's right. You can't have
uh-huh.
both. And, you know, when we are sexual, it's intimate, it's passionate. You know, if I'm watching porn, I don't want to be kissing my wife. Sex to me would just be intercourse. And
uh-huh.
that's the other thing that's so interesting around what porn has done to men. It has just skewed what actual sexuality is.
Right.
You know, for some men, it's just intercourse. Because
uh-huh.
that's what you've seen on your screen over and over again.
Right.
When there's so much on offer with sensuality and sexuality and connection, that's so beautiful. And
right.
porn just robs that from so many
yes.
men.
Yes. So true. So how long did it take you, and what's the average amount of time where someone would need to be able to shift from objectifying sexual behavior to actually being able to have genuine, authentic intellectual, emotional, and physical intimacy?
Yeah, I think for each person, that's different. And, you know,
uh-huh.
coming out of the gates, you know, the work for men that are dealing with these challenges is throwing everything in the kitchen sink with abstinence. So don't judge how you're doing by what you're thinking. Don't judge how you're doing by what you're feeling. Judge how you're doing by what you're doing.
Your actions,
really early on, trying to hold yourself accountable to your behaviors and not necessarily the fantasy, the lust, the thinking, the emotional irregularity that goes on within, because that takes time.
Uh-huh.
But coming out of the gates, you know, being held accountable to not watching porn, not masturbating, whatever's in your recovery plan, coming out
as
of the gate.
As they say in AA, progress, not perfection, and be patient and gentle and loving, and just focus on your
That's
little
right.
baby steps of
it
progress.
Takes time.
Yeah, we are out of time.
But so worth it, by the way.
I just want to add real quick that whether you're talking, we're talking about heterosexual relationships here, but whether you're in a same-sex relationship or a man or a woman, a sex addiction is a very serious issue, and the solutions are the same. Learning how to have a healthy, intimate connection. And so I know you work primarily with men. But I just want the audience to know that there is help available for all types of situations. Thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us today. This was very enlightening, and I'm sure the audience will love hearing what you have to say, and hopefully they will visit your website, valorrecovery.com, and be well and enjoy your life.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. This is going to conclude our show for today. This is Dr. Donna Marks, xthemaze.com, www.drdonnamarks.com. Please visit our website, and we hope you have a beautiful week.